Thank you very much, Klaus. Let me encourage those of you who are not able to see the screen to try to either walk down or get in some place where you can see them, because you will be tested on this later. This will be a multiple choice. Drop the spindle and you'll have to identify who these people are. But let me, why don't you come on down while I'm making my comments here, and then we'll show the video. It's a very short video, so it's only 3.5 minutes. That's very compact. But let me start off with the quotation we've heard already today from Edmund Burke, that society is indeed a contract. It becomes a partnership not only between those who are living, but between those who are living, those who are dead, and those who are to be born. Now, my particular video is going to focus on those who are dead. The reason... the reason being that... If we were to do one among the living, I would have to have all of you in the video. It would have taken 45 minutes. We don't have time for a 45-minute video, so I tried to restrict it to only those who were dead. There was one part where I'd made the video, completed it, looked at it, and were looking at it and thinking, what a wonderful video I've made here. And all of a sudden, I looked at it, and there was Stan Evans. And it's true. This is a true story. So I remade the video, and like a Russian historian, I excised him. But let me relate it more seriously. I received a letter when my mother died, September 11th, 1986, from Vic. And I won't read you the whole letter, but he expresses his love for my mother, his love for my father, and the host of fond memories that he had about them, and the feeling was reciprocal from my mother and father to Vic. But in the second paragraph, he says, I cannot recall who made the following observation, but I believe it was in a letter of one of the founding fathers. He said that many well-meaning friends had told him that the grief he felt upon the loss of his mother would fade with time. He said he did not want an ease to his grief born of forgetfulness. He wished to remember with fondness the cherished moments with his mother during his youth and later years. And that is what I wish for you, a continuing love and remembrance. So this video, I hope, will bring to Vic a continuing love and remembrance of what I call the friends of Vic Milione, all the way from Seneca to the present. this is the video, and if you wish to see it, try to get in a little bit closer. It'll take a minute or two to get it set up, but I think we're ready to go. Oh, the light and the electric. Okay.
Yeah.